And it's not a curriculum where you do it on Tuesday and it's done on Thursday.
Right.
This has got to be a language and a culture that permeates throughout the school year.
Niagara Falls City School Superintendent Mark Laurie says mental health education must be part of the culture in classrooms. Laurie was joined by Hamburg Central School Superintendent Michael Cornell and State Regent Catherine Collins. Under the state law, districts were required to create a curriculum for K through 12, but it's not a cookie-cutter curriculum. Instead, the districts were allowed to customize instruction.
It's teaching everyone to be a part of this mental health identification issue.
Regent Collins says this allows the freedom of teaching mental health throughout many subjects and woven into daily teachings that should not burden teachers.
Therefore, it's not burdensome on just one classroom teacher. Everyone takes a part of it. And I think that's why we gave the guidelines and we said, okay, superintendents, go with it.
Right.
Boards of education, go with it and put it in place, and gave you the leeway to design what you need. You're in the communities, you know.
That's right.
Hamburg Superintendent Cornell says he visited a seventh grade classroom on Wednesday morning where a teacher was showing the triangle lesson of connecting physical, mental, and emotional well-being for students.
Superintendent Laurie is so right. It's not just a curriculum. We're going to do this on Tuesday and this on Thursday. You know, it takes a lot of forms and serves a lot of functions so that our students are safe and well at school every day.
Yeah, every day has to be a day to teach mental health. It's not an event.
But there is a question of how the New York State Education Department will monitor this process, making sure that districts are providing enough mental health education.
Well, monitoring is important. It's like we're going to be monitoring a lot that's happening through our ESSA plans. And as the districts submit their plans, I'm pretty sure that they will incorporate some portion of mental health, the programming that they have in their schools, and we'll measure through the ESSA plan. It's not going to be hard to do. We're going to be able to, and I'm pretty sure that you know that you'll be meeting with other people out there and talking about it, and just this program alone is telling the community what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be monitoring you because you're giving us the information up front.
But so, I think it's also important to recognize that when you're in a social service industry like we are, some of the most meaningful effects can't be counted. You know, we're not going to, you know, there's not a lot, there aren't a ton of numbers that we're going to be able to attach to the effect that what we are going to do is going to have on the lives of children and families. So sometimes I think we fool ourselves into thinking that we can count everything. And I think we have to be realistic about the fact that, you know, you can't count everything that counts.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that we think a lot about in Hamburg.
Yeah, some things aren't quantifiable, but you'll see it in all of our school improvement plans.
And then
what we have, we've engaged with an outside firm to do a yearly assessment using the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. That'll give some indicators, self-reporting by students. That'll give some indicators. We have some baseline data from 2015. We've implemented some other programs about healthy behaviors.
Both the Falls and Hamburg school districts have been providing extensive mental health first aid training to staff. Hamburg will even begin training parents.
Frequency of students coming to us and presenting with mental health challenges, they're coming to us younger. The problems are more serious than they've been.
If you look at where public education is going in the future, I think we're going to see our schools more as centers of mental and physical health, as much as they are of bastions of content.
And one thing that we have to keep in mind, that these children are living in households where there are parents who may be having some mental health issues as well. And so we have to reach out to them, and I'm hoping that some of our districts across the state will have parent programs where they would bring them in to talk about mental illness.
Regent Collins says her biggest concern is diagnosing a child correctly, separating mental illness from behavioral issues. She highly encourages parents to take an active role in recognizing and teaching children about their mental well-being. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.